American history is sometimes remembered in simple phrases. Remember the Alamo, remember the Maine, remember Pearl Harbor, and remember the Pueblo. That phrase, on bumper stickers in 1968, referred to a dilapidated cargo vessel that was owned and refitted by the U.S. Navy. In January of that year, the USS Pueblo was conducting electronic surveillance when it was attacked by North Korea in what Washington said were international waters. On that afternoon, one crew member was killed. The 82 others were captured. Secretary of State Dean Rusk expressed Washington's official outrage.
The seizure of a U.S. naval vessel in international waters is without precedent and is intolerable.
North Korea held the crew for 11 months in 1968. The effort to get the crew of the Pueblo released was a major story in a year of war, assassinations, and presidential politics. And at the center of the story was the commander of the Pueblo, Lloyd Booker. Booker died Wednesday. He was 76.
I am Commander Lloyd Mark Booker, commanding officer, age 39, from Lincoln, Nebraska.
This recording of Lloyd Booker was made by his North Korean captors. In it, he describes the Pueblo's intelligence mission.
We were to determine the electromagnetic activity of the Korean cable body, including all radar signals, and determine the reaction of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea to the presence of an intelligence collection ship such as ours within operating within their coastal waters.
North Korea said it would release the prisoners only if the U.S. government would meet three demands: admit that the ship was violating North Korean territory, apologize, and give assurances they would never do it again. President Lyndon Johnson had to find a way to avoid national humiliation, yet get the crew freed. Firepower was out of the question. The U.S. had its hands full in Vietnam at the time. A technicality in the law allowed the U.S. to save face. The solution was to sign a document prepared by the North Koreans, but claim it was signed under duress, which meant that it was not binding. Booker and his crew were then released at the border between North and South Korea, and at the release, he described his captivity.
I was hit a few times, and I was punched around. I was kicked, but I was mostly terrified of possible beatings, and I was kept in solitary confinement during the entire 11 months. There was many occasions when I didn't think I was going to make it. It was an experience that I'll have to think about for a long time, and I'll never be able to understand it.
Many celebrated the safe return of the crew, but naval officials thought Booker should face court-martial for surrendering his ship without a fight. He avoided a trial, but his naval career was over. He retired to California. 20 years later, he told NPR that he had been lied to by the Navy when the mission was planned. Booker said he was told that if he faced hostility, the U.S. military would intervene, something that didn't happen.
The fact is that we were not prepared to defend ourselves, and we counted on the Navy and this government of ours to protect us if something went wrong.
The Navy disputes that, and in that NPR interview, Booker took responsibility for his own actions.
After all, I was the commanding officer, and whatever that crew endured over there, I had a lot to do with it. And I will feel that way till my dying day. You cannot take on responsibility and not answer for things when they go wrong.
Former Navy Commander Lloyd Booker, he died Wednesday near San Diego. He was 76. In 1968, his vessel, the USS Pueblo, was attacked by North Korea. He and the 81 other surviving crew members spent 11 months in prison there.